Blog Talk Radio.
Adams, Mason, Franklin, Gary, Ames, and Washington. Lee and Rutledge, Hancock, Wilson, White. Sherman, Adams, Hall, and Rodney Penn, and Dickinson.
For the 56 men who signed the Declaration of Independence and the 37 who signed the Constitution.
And here's to you, Mr. Jefferson. We all miss you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mr. Madison. Heaven help these fools that legislate. Rights away, our rights away.
Welcome to Hoot and Holler. Hope everyone has sound, and I hope Bill calls back in. Get the microphone off, away from, I'll get feedback. Hopefully Bill calls back in. Just wanted to let people know what's going on. So I hope he calls. And let me play some more stuff if there's, hopefully this goes through.
Washington, Lee and Rutledge, Hancock, Wilson, White, Sherman, Adams, Hall, and Rodney Penn, and Dickinson.
For the 56 men who signed the Declaration of Independence and the 37 who signed the Constitution.
And here's to you, Mr. Jefferson. We all miss you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mr. Madison.
Okay, I'm going to say it again. Welcome to Hoot and Holler. Do you have sound?
Yes.
Yeah, I had to call in on myself. Something's wrong with Skype and the stupid blog talk. So go ahead. Are you there?
Oh, it's been another crazy week. We're seeing more and more all the time. Tell him I'm going to call the cop.
The what?
I've got a crazy kid out here on the road. Won't quit running back and forth to his mini bike.
So, anyway, so,
go ahead, Linda.
We have Kavanaugh. We have idiot Nadler. We have Lewandowski. We have the sick, twisted media. And I'm so glad Rush called him out, and he called him exactly what Mark called him in his book. He called them political activists. They are not journalists. They're nothing.
Well, we experienced that out of the New York Times this week. You know,
my God.
Write an article, but don't even look into it to know what's fact or fiction. And
no.
Then when it comes out that they didn't do it right, the left still pushes. Oh, well, it was, you know. And it just keeps going. There is no lie too big.
Nope.
No,
none.
No deception deep enough. You know, these people, they are so desperate. But we knew this. I said it for the last 10 years. When their agenda starts to fall apart, they will pull out every string. There's nothing they won't do, including murder.
Oh,
these
I know.
These people. Oh, these people. You know, I watched the rally in New Mexico. Chad and
oh my
I
God.
Did.
Was that awesome? Oh,
and
my God.
What? Did you know that 31% of the attendees at that were Democrats?
You know, a lot of them were Latinos, too. And did you see the signs behind him? It was beautiful. And did you also know that New Mexico, he did not win last time? And neither did he win New Hampshire. He's got a strategy, Bill. He's going to go to Nevada and Colorado.
Well,
you mark my words.
They're trying to take over Texas with their blue wave.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they're not paying attention. Trump's taking over 7, 8, 9 states.
Yep. He's going to get them all, Bill. He's going to get everyone he can get.
Oh, I think he's going to have the – I just really can't wait till it's all settled. But then you can't trust anything. You know that it's going to be rampant voter fraud, rampant deceptions, any little dirty trick that they can try to pull to get away with.
Yep, yep.
They're losing their black support. They're losing the Hispanic support. They're losing the Asian support. They're losing the women. And so they've got nothing else, but let's import people who will vote for us.
Check this out. Every single one of those morons on the stage, and I swear I don't think Biden's going to be it. And, you know, I think the worst part is if they put that evil Warren up there, God forbid she ever has a chance, because that B-I-T-C-H is like Bernie and Kamala all wrapped into one. And think she wouldn't turn into Mao.
She keeps claiming she's going to take away from the wealthy, but she never mentions who that wealthy is.
Yeah, it's everybody
only the
except,
wealthy
yeah.
on the right. She's not going to touch Soros. She's not going to touch Zuckerberg.
She's not going to touch Gates. The whole point is what they – How do you define wealth when you talk? Are you serious? Anybody that makes over $45,000 a year is going to be considered wealthy, Bill, and you know that because of these sanctuary states. Come on.
Oh yeah. Well, in her interview, she would not answer when the guy asked her if she was going to raise taxes on the middle class. She kept trying to ignore that question.
Of course they won't. And that B-I-T-C-H is Mao in a skirt, and everybody knows it. But he's gonna shred them. He's going to shred them. These people are nuts. And they're going after everybody from North Dakota to Pennsylvania to Iowa. They're going after anyone that's a trucker, anybody that's a fracker, anybody that loves, you know, fossil fuels that keeps everything running. It's beyond Agenda 21, Bill. It's pure draconian Orwellian evil.
I heard Biden say he's going to send social services in to make sure parents are teaching their kids right. Well, that's
right out of Obamacare. Yes,
right
it is.
Out of Obamacare. Paid
of course.
1,322.
Yeah, but you know what, Bill? The SOB was standing right next to him on the stage, and he was on a hot mic. And he said, this is a big effing deal, you know, to the whole world, and made idiot Barry laugh. And he goes, yeah, it is. I know. And, you know, with his S-eaten grin that he had on his face half the time from, you know, Kenya.
You know,
hate them all.
You know,
I hate them all.
You know, Linda, I'm ex-military. And
right.
to hear these guys telling me how an AR-15 is an assault rifle tells me they are stupid. And they totally depend on the public to be stupid. Because
it doesn't matter if they try to take guns away. They're going to get them kind of guns no matter what.
Right. Well, it's never stopped criminals.
It's not going to stop them.
No.
It's just going to take the guns from the good people. That's all it's going to do. And the good people aren't going to have no way to protect themselves besides a knife or something like that. That's
nope,
all it's going to do.
It's not going to happen because they're not going to – anyone with half a brain is not going to give up their stuff. Just like the bikers ain't giving up their Harleys.
Oh, I will.
You heard
– well, at first.
You heard Joe Manchin. He sent a message to Beto that he ain't giving up his guns. So, see, he can't even – they ain't even got their own party on it. But the fact is a 22 is a common rifle. The AR-15 is a 22. It is not a military weapon, not even close.
I know. They lie through their teeth. They lie about climate change. They lie about everything.
That's it, Linda. They built their whole platform on lies, and their lies
their
keep falling apart. They keep crumbling. That's like Hillary Clinton. She has no room to call back and call anybody a liar because
the
first time we ever heard about her, she has done nothing but lie. She is a habitual liar.
Do you know that her own father said that from a very young age that this girl is a habitual liar? Her own father said this. I've read enough books written by, like, different people, not just Peter Schweitzer, but there was another guy, and I can't remember his name now. It was called The Truth About Hillary. It goes in depth on everything from Saul Alinsky to her marriage to Bill. I mean, the whole nine yards. It's quite eye-opening. And going back to high school times, so, you know, the Saul Alinsky nonsense, the fact that, you know, she went to Wellesley, and it was definitely a lesbian college. Everybody knew about it. You know, there was no big secret at all.
Her lover. She wasn't just her right hand. She was her lover.
Of course. Absolutely. Well, because Loma was married to Carlos Danger, that piece of Anthony's, you know, wiener, the stupid idiot with the cell phone selfies of his schmeckle. Oh, that's just so special. And then to come to find out that this idiot, he had access to all the unsecured servers going on in the Hillary camp, whether it was the basement of her stupid idiotic house or, I mean, what the hell kind of, and that stupid idiot president that we had for 8 long years, that miserable fraud, he knew all about this and didn't do a damn thing about it. Could care less. Maybe he didn't want to wind up dead like Seth Rich. Maybe that's why. You know,
well,
that's
Obama,
probably why he kissed her ass.
Obama has to do what Soros tells him to do. You know, we talk
about that's true.
The supposed Russia interference in our election, but here's the Democrats over here interfering in the Israel election. The Democrats tried to interfere in the Russian election. The Democrats have interfered all over the globe in elections. But now they're
really
because they want to claim Russia. Russia's sitting back eating canned popcorn and watching us because we got to be the funniest show on earth. And now, I don't know who did what, but I know there's been like 3 oil refinery deals in 3 different countries blow up in the last 2 weeks. And it all is fishy. It is all so fishy. These people, you know, and really, United States is now energy independent, truthfully. If they're raising your gas, I'd like to give them a damn reason why. When all our oil and natural gases and stuff, why are they raising our price? Because we don't get our oil from Saudi anymore.
But there ain't no reason to raise gas besides being greedy.
And then I see like California wants to out they want to blame Trump from their homeless problem. 50% of the homeless in the United States is in California. 50%.
Right. Did you hear what Gavin just signed? Probably going to take effect in a couple of years. He's going to have tens of thousands of people leaving this state who are Uber and Lyft drivers and other independent trucking contractors. He's putting the kibosh on them, and I have to go back. It's called AB5. I think I heard on the news today here locally he just signed it. He is so destructive. He's like a one-man wrecking ball, this idiot.
Then you got,
God,
and then we got the UAW. The UAW who blew millions and millions of dollars on Hillary that they lost. See, they didn't get a dime of that back. They lost it. And now they're out here screaming and hollering for more money, but nobody's looking at where that money's going to go. And about 40% of the money they're hollering for, they're going to give to the Democrats. Now, the whole thing is crazy because, you know, we cannot continue down this path.
No.
Our economy starts to get brighter, so the Democrats try to find ways to destroy it. They want to charge extra for this and charge extra for that. You cannot get the dummy, the people, the populace to realize raising the minimum wage is a good thing if you freeze prices. If you don't freeze prices, you're going nowhere because the price will outrun that raise. It always has. You can look back at Coca-Cola. Every time they raised the price of a can of Coke, there was a minimum wage hike involved.
Why, my question is, why not eliminate all of that BS that the government has no business in any of this crap, unless somebody's doing something horrible like poisoning, you know, children's food or something. I'm not talking about that. That's a criminal offense. I'm talking about anything to do with hikes of minimum wage. To me, is unconstitutional. It's bullcrap. Let the damn market go negotiate for yourself. If you're decent, someone's going to pay you a lot of money. If you're worth it, they'll pay you what you're worth. The only reason they pay you in the first place is because of your time. They're compensating for your loss of time on this earth. That's what they're paying you for.
There's the thing. We should be able to put in to our elected that unless you're working on our business, you're off the clock. We're not paying you the ridiculous amounts of money we pay you. And we can't figure out how you can be in office for 8 years at $140,000 and come out and spend $80 million on homes.
Yeah, I'm of the mind we've got to do somehow through Article 5 Convention of States if we can go that far without having a damn revolution. I would say that we should have something. What?
I said I said earlier we're going to have to start from the top and go down.
You have to do what? I'm sorry.
Well, you got to work your way up to the head.
Well, you're going to have to get that head or you're not going to do any good. It's just going to keep getting going.
But here we are. Here we are. You got all this stuff going on in California. Damn. It's ridiculous. And,
I hate
you know,
it here, but I can't leave.
I had a suggestion for your governor of how to help with the homelessness problem. Send your 10 million illegals home.
Well, was your suggestion, did it include taking a little bit of hemlock? That bastard is dangerous. You know, if he ever gets a hankering to run for a president, he's got the looks and he's got the money, and that's two deadly combination, that bastard. I hate his guts. The what?
Nothing. You're okay. Keep talking.
You know, The other things, you know, there's just so much, and it just keeps throwing it to keep the public, mystified, because you don't know where the hell they're going and what they're going to do next. Everything.
Well,
you can abort a baby after it's born. Well, wasn't that what Eric Rudolph did? Eric Rudolph gave that abortion doctor a late-term abortion. Well, I'm not saying he's right.
So, So all you have to do to find out what the left is going to do next is read history. Like we've said before, this leads to death and destruction, and this leads to tyranny. Every single time. We do not want socialism. We do not want tyrannical BS. We don't want dictatorship. And that's what these evil ones, everyone on that stage that's left, 10 of them, whatever, that's what they want, Bill. And anybody who can't see that is Helen Keller.
Such ignorance. You got all these young people rushing, pushing for this stuff, not realizing that you people are in line to be put in the ovens as soon as they get their way. That's the same with our elected. Pelosi and all these people are so stupid to think, once we screw the American people, we're going to be in the good. No, you're not, because once you've served your purpose, you will be gotten rid of because you serve no other
Bill,
purpose.
The problem, Bill, is these universities have brainwashed every single person that's for decades that's coming out of it. They have no clue as to what these words are because they've been lied to since, you know, Christ was a carpenter. I'm telling you, they have been lied to. You're lied to on every level.
You know, we see that ignorance, Linda. You got all these people that do not understand the word illegal. You got all these people pushing, and they do not understand the thing that where it says shall not be infringed. Well, shall not be infringed means can't be screwed with.
Right.
And
they
try to change the meaning of the word years and years.
Do you know what that idiot Chris Hahn on Laura? I was ready to jump through the screen. That evil, stupid idiot that hasn't got a brain one, he's talking about a well-regulated militia means that it should be controlled by the government. No. Well-regulated means well-trained for their own benefit, idiot.
The problem is the whole Second Amendment was about being able to defend yourself from a tyrannical government.
Exactly.
Now,
Thank you.
Why would you put the tyrannical government in charge of your militias?
You
that's dumber than crap.
You wouldn't.
I know.
Because I expect that. I expect that. I heard Ocasio Cortez complaining she has $24,000 of college debt. But at the same time, she's telling out here and saying how smart she is.
Well, oh,
I
my God.
I thought, well, how smart are you? Because if you was that smart, you would have had a scholarship and wouldn't owe the dime.
She probably had to run for Congress because she's getting fired from her stupid job. She couldn't even probably mix a decent martini. That's why. She's an idiot. She's a complete idiot and a foil. She's a foil.
She owes taxes. They ain't making her pay, but they'll lock us up.
I
remember Ron Golden and what he was going through over tax stuff.
Yep.
And I'm looking around here. You got Al Sharpton. You got Warren Buffett.
I know. You know what it is. It's a two-tiered system. Yeah, we need to start kicking more ass. But you know what? I looked at the map the other day. I went back to the 2016 electoral map, and I was looking at all the blue states that I could see. I need to get on my bigger computer. But I noticed New Hampshire and New Mexico, he didn't win last time, and neither did he win Colorado or Nevada. And I'll bet you those two states I just mentioned are going to be next on his list. And he's going to go through every one of them, Bill, and he's going to get as many as he can. He's going to make up. He's going to get, instead of 307, he's going to get a hell of a lot more. And I'm betting
Colorado, one of the most beautiful states there is, run by dummies. Run by greedy politicians.
Yes.
Who anything they do is to fill their own pockets.
But you know
what? They legalize marijuana. Well, let's look at the percentage of tax they put on it to get. Right now, there ain't a state out there that can explain where all their tax money goes.
Okay, right. But I think that he can flip these states. That's my point. And I think I'm betting that there's not enough crying towels on the planet to service the Libstream media when he wins again. Well, they're going to be crying so hard, Bill. It's going to be, you want to talk about climate change? There's going to be a river. It's going to be like a tsunami of tears from these bastards.
Well, the fact is this, Linda, this is the facts. If Trump wins the reelection, there will be all out chaos and rioting.
Well, I'm sure there will be.
The left cannot start over. They've got to push it to the very end. That means if they have to, they start the war. And they're not worried about depopulation because that's their agenda. How else are you going to get rid of 6 billion people? Start a war or two here or there. They've been trying to play the Christians against the Muslims the entire time. The biggest fear they have. The biggest fear the left has is that the children of Abraham, which is the Christians and the Muslims,
right.
If the children of Abraham join together, this leftist socialist crap is done.
Right. Well, there's a Christians for Israel website, and it's been going on for quite a while. I think I joined it a long time ago, and they sent me a pin with the flag and the Israel flag together. And so, look. Everything they've tried so far, Bill, has backfired because God's on our side. I'm telling you right now, it's going to backfire again. Even if he wins and they try their little crap, you know, Trump still has the authority to call the National Guard and federalize them for a couple of months and send them all over the United States to put down Antifa and the rest of these idiots and the rest of the crap be damned. And he, all you have to do then is just throw the little bastards in jail and put an end to it. And if you're in your own home and you're not going out into the streets and somebody breaches your property and you're scared, you shoot the shit out of them. It'll stop it. I'm not giving my guns up. I'm not going outside, but they ain't coming in.
They want this war. They want the battle. You've got all these liberals now saying they want death camps for conservatives. They want everybody, conservatives, rounded up and put in camps and all this and that. I'm telling you this. If anybody out there thinks it's going to get better, then you're fooled.
Yep.
You are fooled as the fool can be. It will not get better. It's never going to get better.
I know. Bill, they can wish all they want, but what reality is maybe something different. Just because they want something to happen doesn't mean it's going to. I mean, we're winning on a lot of fronts. We're still Trump's here right now in the San Diego border to check the wall out after his fundraiser was over and whatever. I think he was down at the Grant Hotel. And
he raised
$15 million
in one day.
I know. And that's fabulous. And like I said, that rally, I mean, there was every time he goes out, there's more and more and more people. This is a movement because the walkaway people, everybody's waking up, dude. There's a whole bunch of dumbasses out there, but let me tell you, I think we outnumber them, Bill. If Google doesn't get away with what they're planning, and I think the guy that was on, he was on Glenn's show and he was on Life, Liberty, and Levin last week, talking about what Google does with their algorithms and what this guy, I can't remember his name, he's a doctor and he's been doing this for years. He's trying to put a plan together so he can capture the crap to send it to Congress and say, you got to stop these guys from doing this. Because they're using subliminal crap, and if he can capture the ephemeral ghosts that are going on with this subliminal stuff, he can prove it, and then he can get these people and stop them.
You got to rein in Facebook, and I'm sorry, I don't care what anybody says because my Bible says different. My Bible says it will not get better. You cannot stop it.
I know.
All we can do is hold ground. But you look, all these people threatening
to attack
Israel.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. You, when I say that if this guy can make this his program work and capture stuff and put an end to Google, Google's the biggest fear right now for the election fraud, baby, because they're going to try to get these undecideds out there to vote to the tune of 10 to 15 million people. That could screw Trump really good. Because these people are evil and they're one-sided. They don't give a damn. These people are all lefties. They wouldn't try to promote Trump if their lives depended on it because they hate him, because they're sick.
Well, what that guy is saying, Linda, he's saying Google already did this the last election.
Exactly.
So if they did this the last election, just like Hillary and all that, they failed to do it again when they're caught now. See, they're being exposed now. Used to, I could go on Google, I could put in Fox News, and it would give me 15 anti-Fox News sites
first.
Now it goes straight to Fox News.
So here's
the
deal.
But they're not the only ones with their algorithms. You got Facebook. I could about almost pinpoint to you that when you go to share an object and it won't let you share, it keeps denying it, but you can go and copy it and paste it. That's an algorithm keeping you from sharing it.
Right, but I'm talking about the ones that are going to influence the election more than anything, and that's Google right now. Right now, they're the only ones doing this.
By blocking you being able to share, that's going to influence the election.
Not as much as that. Google's the biggest search engine out there, and I'm telling you, they are the most dangerous. That's why he's going after
them. Google may be the biggest search engine. But Facebook is the biggest social network.
It does.
Facebook
I'm talking
right
about
in there with Google. They're right in there with Twitter.
Oh,
they're all doing this. They're all
I'm talking about
by the left and doing this.
I'm talking about what they're doing is they're putting these subliminal messages out to the undecided and getting them off the couch to vote. That's what they're doing. And Google's the only one doing that right now. That's the point. That's why we have to stop them.
I believe Twitter, Facebook. You look, how many liberals have you seen come back and say I was in Facebook jail? I have yet to see a single liberal say that.
No, I understand that. But, okay, never mind. I guess I can't get through to you guys. Look, it is what it is.
You're not understanding, Linda. It's not just Google.
I understand that part, but I'm telling you that Google is the one doing – okay, Google's the only one right now on these big engines that is affecting the votes. The other ones are just screwing with the people on their freaking Facebook platform. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about as opposed to Yahoo and Bing. Yahoo and Bing aren't doing this. And every time you go in to go to Amazon or anything – on anything that you're doing on any internet, this is what they're doing. And if you're using Google, that's what's happening. So everybody that's conservative right now is purging the Google from all of their sites, like my regular computer and my phone. I still have to figure out how to get a better, take all my information out of Gmail and put it over to like Yahoo or something so that I can get out Google out of my systems altogether.
There are many other search engines you can go through. I don't Twitter. I don't Yahoo. I don't do none of these. And Yahoo does it too.
But here's the thing. Well, the expert said Yahoo was not doing it this time, last time or this time. He's been monitoring them. Anyway, what I'm saying is there's another one that all the conservatives are going to for the search engine. It's called DuckDuckGo. Yeah, DuckDuckGo. Yeah, they're good. And so I'm going to try them. And if I purge Google from my machines, then I'll have to set up a whole new email account. So I'm not dealing with Gmail anymore. I'll get them all out. So anyway, so as far as California goes, it sucks. But did I tell you guys what happened with my mom? So what's going on is on the 14th, Saturday, we moved her to an assisted living place, and it has memory care. She's not very happy, but, you know, I can't take care of her anymore because of the situation with the dementia. So thank God hospice is helping us because Medicare covers hospice. So I went to see her today, and I had a fairly decent visit, but I think she's declining. She's refusing the help from the people who work there and stuff. So she's just not happy, and it's because of her dementia and her attitude. So my sister went after I went. I have to, after this show, I'm going to call Karen and find out how it went because there's nothing we can do, and we just can try to keep her comfortable there. And see, physically, there's nothing wrong with her. Her heart's strong. Her kidneys are strong. She has no debilitating diseases except for this horrible, horrible, damnable dementia. And it's making things worse. So it is what it is. And then, you know, I'm just taking it one day at a time, guys. It's all I can do. I'm dealing with the VA to try to get. I know it's real hard, but because once the end of the line comes, whether it's 6 months, a year, or whatever, I'm selling this house and I will be in Arkansas. I hate California, and you guys know I do. I can't leave right now. So
California has the biggest exodus of people.
I know.
Going on.
It's
going
to get worse. Look what he just signed today. He's going to have 10 to 20,000 people in a couple of years out of here. And when these kids get wind of this, the guy that took me to my car dealer yesterday, it was a Lyft guy. I told him, I said, do you know what they're doing to you guys? Go look up AB5. And the son of a bitch signed it this morning. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. They have no idea what's coming, Bill. They don't even know it's coming because they don't pay attention. It's amazing to me.
Emissions laws, California's emission laws have been shredded. You can't make emission laws for one state. Each state can't make different emission laws. They can fight it all they want. And they're going to they better save their money because the NRA is getting ready to take their money.
Yeah,
the
and
NRA.
You know what else? If this idiot, these idiots in Sacramento think they want to sue the federal government, you know, it's going to go all the way to the freaking Supreme Court because Donald is not stupid, and he's going to push, you know, Donald's a fighter. He's from Queens, okay? The guy's a fighter. He's a natural-born fighter, and I'm glad. And that's why one of the reasons he got elected. When he stood on that stage, Bill, and looked at Hillary and said, you know, when she said that it's a good thing you're not in a position of power, and he looked at her and said, yeah, because you'd be in jail. And it shut her up pretty good for a while. I mean, that took balls right there. Excuse my French, but that took a lot of chutzpah.
It's time she was in jail. If we had done, if any citizen had done half of this crap,
I know,
we would have been locked away.
Not just her, it's a lot of the Democrats. We would have did just half of what, not even half, just a pinch of what they've done.
Yeah,
we would
have
been in jail. And it's time for them to enforce the law. That's what the problem is. There's a law,
and they need to enforce it.
Well, we have a law on immigration, but they don't enforce
it. That's what I mean.
I know.
We have,
I know.
And enforce it.
You know what? California
is. We're seeing pedophiles get off with probation.
I know.
We're seeing rapists get off. We're seeing Muslims get off. Oh, because they don't understand the law. Well, you know, I studied law for a little bit, and the very first thing they teach you in a law class is that ignorance of the law is no excuse.
It's no excuse. But not anymore, Bill. And you know what else? I heard yesterday on Levin's show, he was going through the history of that frickin' Nadler. Oh, he's got a real good record of propagating this BS of letting these people out and making sure that these criminals get back on the street. Oh, he's one to talk about morals or anything else, or lawlessness or anything else, Nadler, you fat Jabba the Hutt bastard. I hate that piece of crap. God, he's ugly. Oh, my God, inside and out. Well, the reason they lie, Bill, is because who the hell do you think they're taking their cues from? They're learning from the adversary of the author of all lies on the planet. They love Satan. If you don't think they do, man, you're not paying attention. Hello?
Oh, it's obvious. It's obvious. And it's sad. It's sad that the Catholic Church has a leader who has no clue about anything. He's trying to suck up to the Muslims and stuff, and they're smiling because they're like, okay, go ahead, because as soon as we can do something, we're going to kill you.
Yeah, Bill, what do you think's going to happen on Judgment Day when a man of the cloth is supposed to be representing Jesus and the clergy and all that, and they turn south and they start lying to their parishioners and going the wrong way? What do you think's going to happen to that son of a bitch on Judgment Day? Huh? You think that that's going to go over real well?
Him. You got several of these big mega church people like Joel Osteen, who does nothing but use his congregation to fill his own pocket.
That's right.
Look at his house. Look at his
All in trouble.
You know,
they're all in trouble. Well, they better change their ways, and if they don't, I have no pity. Sorry. It's up to the Lord, and the Lord will take
it. I go to a little church here in Indiana, and the pastor, Steve Muster, he is the biggest financer of the church from his retirement, because he retired from the J.C. Kroger franchise.
Right.
He is the biggest person. He puts more money into that church than the entire rest of the congregation combined.
Wow.
Now, that is the difference between your Pope, your Joe Osteen, and many others. I choose to go to a guy like that rather than these others.
Right.
And we're seeing the atheist crap come out and be they got to have their say too, you know. It's just like the Democrats voted to ignore the religious and cater to the unreligious.
Oh yeah. Well, then you know it's obvious, Bill, that their cloaking devices are now not working very well because we can all see the horns and tails. Come on, I mean.
It's an everyday thing. It's an everyday thing. In my own community, we have a sitting city councilman a few years ago. The city had to be audited. So his son did the audit. A sitting city councilman's son did
my
the audit.
God.
Now that same sitting city councilman's sister is running for mayor. They're all Democrats.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Now, that one you put on Facebook, was that Seymour? Was that the answer?
That's Seymour, Indiana.
Okay. Because I heard that Mayor Pete Butt Pirate, who runs what's his town in Southern it. Okay. So I heard that's a mess too.
He's from South Bend, but South Bend is in the very northern part of Indiana.
Got it.
Notre Dame is in South Bend.
Okay.
And the southern Indiana is dominated by IU.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know,
and you talk about him. And then his buddy gets found with 2,000 and some aborted babies.
Jesus. You know, I'm telling – in fact, I haven't done it yet because I'm kind of pinching pennies because I don't know what my bills are going to be yet. They're going to be pretty high. But – I want to go on Amazon. I need to get that movie called Unplanned And that was a powerful situation where the lady, the young girl, I can't remember, Amy, I think it was Amy something, whatever. Anyway, she used to work there, and then she turned the corner, and she's like an abolitionist, and so am I. I do believe that it's right up there with slavery, or even worse. I think it should be abolished. It never should have happened in the first place, because we had a lot of judicial tyranny in the 70s. And
you
know, I have a book on that.
What was it? How long was slavery in the U.S.? But slavery's been in the world. Muslims have been enslaving people for 1,700 years, and they're still doing it today. They are still enslaving black people. But don't hear none of these people here say a word about that. Never mention it.
Let me tell you something. When Donald Trump says that the media is the enemy of the people, he was correct, Bill. And that was before Mark's book came out. And I mean,
I've been trying to tell people we was fighting a corrupt media, a media that was in bed with the Democrats.
Yep.
Look. Newspapers, the Gannett Corporation is a liberal propaganda.
Right.
That's all they are. All their papers that they own are nothing more than liberal propaganda.
It's political activism.
Got CNN, you got MSNBC, CBS, ABC, all these people, and Chad and I know this because we'll watch these things, they are totally 100% leftist. They will look
every
you
day,
in the eye and
every
lie
minute.
To you.
Yep.
And lie to you.
Yep.
They don't
lie
do
like
any... They don't do, you know, I studied journalism. I was raised thinking that, you know, journalism, you went out, you found the facts and the story, and you wrote about it after you looked into it. You did investigation.
That's almost dead now.
They
yeah.
don't do that
well,
anymore. They don't leave their damn offices.
You know who does? There's a whole bunch of folks out there that do, and they're independents. You've got people like Malkin and Kurt Schlichter, and you've got David Victor Hansen, and you've got Ben Shapiro, and we've got I can't remember his name from, I'll think of it in a second. He's Brent Bozell, trying to get journalism back on track and trying to get the truth out there. Mark Levin gets the truth out there. Even Glenn Beck, Rush tells the truth every day to listeners.
If I'm looking at news networks and looking for truth, I would go to some place like OAN. I would go to Newsmax or one of these people. I'm not going to these bought and paid for news stations.
Right,
I
but
want
you know,
somebody that's going
when
to
you,
go out and look at the things.
When you,
you
go
know,
to somebody,
it's wrong,
you know,
if
like
it's wrong, it's wrong. It doesn't matter what side that did it.
I know,
but we don't have that in the media anymore. It's all one sided.
Yeah,
you know,
people like Hannity. I'll tell you, I got to say one thing about Hannity. When he gets people like Jay Sekulow and Fitton and Joe DiGenova and people like that, they're getting the truth out. Those folks are getting the truth out. That's why,
I have nothing
you know,
but great admiration and respect for Jay Sekulow and the people at Judicial Watch. But, you know, that's just one. You know, we're about out of time. I just want to tell everybody, don't ever give up. Hang in there. But your best bet is say your prayers. Call to God.
Amen.
We may not be able to change the evil that's coming at us, but we can be able to survive through it because we have God.
We have God. I know. You know what? It's so true. We'll do this next week. We'll try to do Tuesday. I love you guys. I didn't have an audience tonight, but be blessed, and we'll get it again. You guys have a great one. Night-night.
Love you.
Love you guys.
Chad, what are you doing?